With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. After a big year for its plant-based burger, Impossible Foods has something new to offer. The California-based company unveiled Impossible Pork and Impossible Sausage at the CES Gadget Show in Las Vegas, of all places. Meanwhile, the National Cattlemen's and Beef Association says they're focused on fake meat. Outgoing NCBA President Jennifer Houston.
Number one, we have to talk about the plant-based meat, the stuff that's already on the market. We've had plant-based burgers for many years, but this recently they're really getting a lot of, I call it halo effect from the mainstream media. They're pulling sustainability and they're making sustainability claims. So we're working hard to push back and say, you know, beef is sustainable. And it's a whole lot cleaner label than an Impossible Burger, which has maybe 22 to 26 ingredients, and we have one, beef.
And the NCBA president-elect Marty Smith had much more to say.
We're all about consumers having a choice. We want to make that clear. We think if they're given that choice and given correct information, they're going to choose American beef. But at the same time, we do want to make sure, like with any other food product, the fake meat type material, subject to the same inspections, same health considerations, the same safety considerations, the same regulatory scheme that we are.
Impossible Pork will first be out in restaurants, and the company isn't saying yet when it'll be available in grocery stores. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.